So this is why we always talking about the word. If you want to get victory over any habit that's going on that you have in your life, you're going to have to hear the word of God. Faith come by hearing. If you won't hear what God had to say, you will remain under depression. But if you hear what he had to say and then put it into operation, he just told her, faith worketh by love. I'm walking in love now. Hello, 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 hello. And then, listen to this, then, because you're walking in love, the enemy is the accuser of the brethren. And he bring an accusation to you, but the word has told you that you've been set free. There's no condemnation. He sees you flawless. He sees you guiltless. In his eyes, he made you righteous. You are the righteousness of God. So who are you going to listen to? Are you going to listen to your feeling, the flesh, and the lies of Satan? Or are you going to meditate on the word? I'm the righteousness of God. I am the righteousness of God. I am guiltless because all my sins been washed away by the blood. Everything I ever done wrong been taken care of. Hallelujah. What I did yesterday, I just confessed it to the Lord and it's forgiven. So no use to me letting the enemy bring a thought to my mind, because the word said, if I will confess it to him, he faithful and just to do what? Forgive me and cleanse me from all unrighteousness. So what are we saying? I'm talking about fighting the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And you take this word and you put it on him and let him know under no circumstances. And don't you walk around like a chicken. Amen. You're bold about this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I know where faith coming. Faith, I know where it's at, and it comes by hearing. I'm here. What you mean hearing? When you hear someone, you take action on what they told you to do. Y'all ain't talking to me too well. Amen. It when you hear what the Lord had to say in any matter, if it's a family matter, between family, you do what God say towards your, whether it be wife, husband, children, or whatever it is. If it's another person, you do what the word says toward that. You don't go around, run around to the gossip and all these people that doing all this negative talk, run up, child, you know what she did to me? I tell you what I do. So you ain't got no business in that conversation. You don't have any business in that kind of conversation. All up on the Facebook putting it out there. You're a believer, you have no business in that kind of conversation. No business. That's why you got the chaos going on. He tells us exactly what to do. Do you want a life filled with joy and peace? And always winning. So what's the big deal? Satan brings on his attack, I win. So what's the big deal? I know I'm going to win. Are you catching what the Lord is saying tonight? He brought you over into this realm for you to learn how to live and abide, walk therein and be successful, and nothing can stop you. Yes, you are going to be challenged. Yes, you're going to have an opportunity to get angry. You have all that stuff. But what are you going to do? Act like a fool or act like a believer? So he tells us, he's laying it out. But we're going to get there now. Faith comes by hearing by the word of God. That's not having heard, that's you got to hear it every day. You got to have something to act on, so why not act on the word of God? You either going to act on the word or act on something you heard from somebody else or something you thought of. So which one are you going to do? I'm going to do the word. Didn't I, James, say 1:22? I think I'm right. Be ye doers of the word and not hearers only. Where can we find faith? Where can we find it? But what says it? The Bible tell you where faith is located. You don't have to go on a search mission. What I mean by that, I'm looking for faith. Well, we can say it that way in a way. And come up empty. You just gotta go to the right place and you'll find it every time. Are you listening to me? So, what says it? The word is nigh thee. Oh, so you don't have to go away to New York to get it. You hold it in your hand, got it in your lap. That the word is nigh thee, right there. So I got it. Even where? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth, if you say it, it's in your mouth. And in thine heart, if that is the word of faith which we preach. It said that if I was standing here, waste your time talking about some theories, some religious stuff, and wouldn't give you the word, I would have wasted your time coming out tonight. You took out your precious time to drive out here. Then I get up and do some unbelieving, ungodly talk and don't even and twist up the script and take them all out of the setting so they don't speak to you like God wants you to be spoken to. Hello. I have robbed you and you're wasting your time. You ought to get wise. I ain't gonna sit down there under that stuff anymore. I'm finding me somebody know what they're talking about. Hallelujah. Amen. Because he tells us exactly where faith can be found. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How to get it. Tells us to keep our heart, once we find it, keep our heart full of it. Right? Hello? So he said, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Why? Because they're faith-filled words. You express them and call them to become active by with psalms and hymns. Notice now I read it. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another. How? You can do this in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, make a melody in your heart, or grace in, sing with grace in your heart to the Lord. Instead of walking around like a dried up prune, you can have a cheerful smile. You can talk good talk. How you talk good talk, talk the word. Amen. You keep your heart full of it. Hallelujah. Why? Because without it, you can't please God. Without faith, you can't please God. Hallelujah. Moving right along. Without faith, you can't please God. And it says in Hebrews 11:6. But without it, it says it like this. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Amen.